Our collaborators in South Africa have found an insect which is highly damaging and controlling their coral cactus in South Africa and Zimbabwe. And so we've imported that particular insect into a quarantine facility in Brisbane, and we've tested it against species in Australia to make sure it's safe there prior to us releasing it in Queensland.
So what stage is the current testing at?
Well, for this particular insect, the testing is all complete, and we've actually applied to Canberra to release the agent in Australia. At the moment, the feedback from Canberra is that they believe it's also safe and worthwhile releasing, but we need to go through the protocols and the procedures, which could take another 6 months before approval is finally granted.
How does the insect actually work at killing the coral cactus?
Well, both the adults and its juveniles suck the sap of the insect, and in doing so, it actually opens up, it can transfer diseases or in the saliva, and it can also open up wounds in the plant to other natural pathogens, causing the plant to rot.
So how effective will the insect be in killing the coral cactus? What have you already found in the lab?
Well, a lot of the earlier work was done in South Africa and Zimbabwe, and our field observations in those two countries have shown that the insect is highly effective in controlling coral cactus in those two countries. In the lab, insects placed on plants, or potted plants, if you like, have killed these plants in 18 weeks. That gives us a bit of an idea of what's happening could happen in the field, but it doesn't really relate to the large infestations that we're seeing on some of the land in Queensland. And it's a little bit harder to transfer those time periods because the infestations are so large.
Now, should landholders be excited by this? Is this going to be the silver bullet that kills coral cactus throughout Queensland in particular, but right throughout Australia?
I guess we err on the side of caution that we don't want to play it up. Silver bullets in biocontrol is they're much sought after, and certainly we had some spectacular results with prickly pear in the 1930s. I think most landholders would remember those. And we think that what we've seen overseas in South Africa is also going to translate, or we hope is going to translate, to Queensland. So we are optimistic, but nature has its funny ways of finding us out if we're too optimistic, I guess. So we're cautiously pleased.
How can a landholder get involved? You said it's about 6 months away, but in 6 months' time, if everything goes to plan, how can a landholder get access to this insect, and I guess what costs are associated with it?
What we plan to do first is to release the insect on a few key sites. Once the numbers build up, we'll be able to move it around from there on infected pieces of plant. So landholders will certainly play a role in the sense that the infestations are so widespread. So what we plan to do is, as I said, put it into a few key areas, wait till numbers build up, and then hopefully the landholders will have their role as well. In terms of the cost, it's the cost of driving their fuel and their time. Once the insect is out there, it is free. There's no cost involved.